The Bright Trumpet Tune by Henry Purcell, Stefan Bolock giving us a nice start here. And it's the Jukebox, Daniel Vnukovsky. Next up, Meaford Hall, which has been delighting audiences up here in Southern Georgian Bay for many, many years, many a show. Our next show is April 18th, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. A special tribute to the music of Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson. We have the lead from the Undercovers with us today. Wonderful songwriter, Luke McMaster. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. All right. We're getting super excited about your next show. Can you walk us through a little bit of where this idea came from? You're three guys who have who are making this tribute and finding some parallels between three world-class singers from history, legendary singers, of course, Kenny Rogers, Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson, kind of bringing their life story, their plot to life in this production with some great singing along the way. A little trip down memory lane, I'd say.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, the idea, to be honest with you, believe it or not, it came from Smokey Robinson.
Oh, okay.
Who has become a friend of mine. I'll walk you back a little bit. Like when I was a kid, when I started singing, I had a pretty high range and sang a lot of those high notes in falsetto.
Uh-huh.
Was very almost embarrassed by that for whatever reason. I came from Brandon, Manitoba, small town. Didn't know anyone in any bands, any singers. And then all of a sudden I started hearing the music of Smokey Robinson because my dad brought home some, he had a trip to Detroit, came home with a stack of vinyl records.
Right.
And my three brothers didn't really care about any of the music that they were hearing, this Motown music that I just became obsessed with. Fast forward to a couple of years ago, I recorded an album of Smokey Robinson songs. His publishers, a huge company called Primary Wave,
yep,
who own a lot of his catalog, got a hold of me through the grapevine because they knew that I was this Smokey Robinson fanatic and that I had become a bit of a soul singer. And they said, you know, you'd be perfect to reimagine some of this music. And so obviously I was really excited to do it, kind of a dream come true, really. And so I recorded the music, you know, didn't think much of it, didn't think Smokey would hear it in my wildest dreams. But in fact, he did end up hearing it, not even from his label. He was listening to Pandora, which is like a streaming service in the United States. And he yep, caught my version of Ooh Baby Baby.
Really?
And it's...
Wow.
And he pulled over to the side of the road and he called his friend and said, there's this guy, Luke McMaster. I need you to find out his phone number right now. And so they found my email through my website and I got this weird email that was just like, work with Smokey Robinson and he wants to talk to you. And I'm like, this must be some kind of scam or something. Like, this is some weird, elaborate scheme to like...
Talk about an endorsement coming from unlikely. Wow. Well, congrats to you. That's incredible. I mean, he has that lyrical eloquence, that emotional depth in so much of his music, and he's quite sophisticated. Motown style.
Yeah, he's, well, I mean, he really influenced me. And so when he called me, it was kind of funny because I missed his call and I don't check my voicemail very often because everyone that knows me just kind of texts me. And so I didn't call him back for 2 weeks. So,
oh yeah, he needed to cool down a bit.
Freaking out. And I'm like,
right.
Like, I'll never get a hold of him. But when I talked to him, he was just the sweetest guy. And he just said,
isn't that great?
He's like, you need to share this with the world. Your version of my songs. He goes, I've heard so many covers, but I've just never heard anyone honor them like you do.
Right.
But he was like, you're doing your own version. What he loved is like, these are different. These are your own versions. So when I was talking to Joel and Kevin, the other guys in the Undercovers, the band that we've created, they're two phenomenal singers. And Kevin loves Kenny Rogers. Joel loves all three of these artists. I mean, we all love all three of these artists. But and we're all lead singers and we all get on stage and have our own connection to all three of these artists. Kevin actually met Kenny Rogers in a swimming pool, believe it or not, when he was 12 years old.
Okay.
And developed this whole thing with Kenny. And just it's just a really the connection that we realized between these three artists as well. Kenny Rogers was one of Smokey Robinson's dearest friends. They played golf together all the time.
Right.
And a lot of the Motown guys like Smokey and I spent some time with Lamont Dozier as well, who wrote for the Supremes, Four Tops. They loved Kenny Rogers. Loved him.
Right. Which is a different style, right? I mean, we're talking country pop now. Crossover. I mean, basically same age group, but totally different. Yeah.
And so when you hear what we do, like, and Lionel Richie wrote some of, I would say, arguably Kenny's best songs. You know, so like Lady and songs like that. So,
oh yeah.
There's so many connections between the three of them.
Right.
You know, it's funny. I was my version of one of Smokey's songs, Ooh Baby Baby. Smokey actually posted it on his Facebook page, and it got a lot of positive comments. But of course, there was a couple people, you'll never sing it like Smokey. Like, it's not bad, but you'll never. And I don't usually respond to that stuff, but I kind of was like, I'm just going to answer this guy. So I responded and I said, yeah, like, I'm not trying to sound like him. I'll never sound like Smokey.
So tell me a little bit about the production itself. Are you bringing some of these stories to life through song? Are you doing actual storytelling there? And how are you interweaving these three incredible figures? I danced prom to Endless Love, you know, Lionel Richie, but there's that whole other side of him. Yeah. So how are you putting these guys together? What can we expect at the actual production coming into Meaford Hall?
It's a lot of piano and acoustic guitar and percussion. We strip the songs down a lot. Some of them are a little more produced. Like Ooh Baby Baby has a little bit more of a backbeat, and like we really kind of changed the melodies are always the same, but we kind of just played with the grooves a little bit. But yeah, like we really like to strip things down, and you know, honestly, it would be impossible for us to do this show without telling some stories about the connections and how this came to be, because these songs matter to us just as much as the audience. We actually just got back from a tour in Florida, and we did a show in Nashville on our way back, and just the response, it was overwhelming. And it was funny because you do so many vocal warm-ups and you get prepared to do these concerts, and then you end up only singing about 2/3 of the way through because people are singing along every word, and their response to our versions of these songs, again, we're not trying to, people say, well, it's a tribute band. That's not totally true, because you know, we're not wearing wigs, we're not in costumes or anything.
Oh no wigs.
But the songs do so much of the talking for us.
Absolutely. Well, if you'd like to hear Ooh Baby Baby, the best cover of the Cherished song that Smokey Robinson had to stop his car to hear and send that endorsement, check it out live at Meaford Hall Thursday, April 18th, 7:30 p.m. You can get your tickets at meaford.ca. There's a calendar there showing everything going on. Check it out. Sing along those amazing, timeless songs. Endless Love, of course. Kenny's the Gambler. I see Smokey's Cruising in there. Fantastic. I'm sure it's going to be a blast. Thank you for joining us, Luke McMaster. You're the mastermind behind this, songwriter. Also, Kevin Pauls and Joel Parisien. I'm saying the French one.
Very well done, actually.
Parisien. Fantastic. Good luck. Good luck with your show. Hope you have a great crowd there, and look forward to reconnecting in the future for your next big gig.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Have a great afternoon. Cheers.
Cheers.